So, the third podcast came in quicker than I expected. Spirit said I need to speak about how we share ourselves with others. Or the lack of sharing ourselves with others. We've become so individualized that the idea of sharing ourselves with other human beings is preposterous. And there's a trauma behind that. There's a deep trauma. Because society has been conditioned to be separatists, individuals. And anyone who's studied any form of etymology or linguistics can break down the word of individual. And the word individual, when broken down, says individuality. Those are the three words that make up individual. So there are two forms of individuals. There's the individuality, where the individual becomes divided from the other planet or the other people around them. And then there's the individual where the person recognizes their purpose on the planet. And as I spoke about in my last podcast, the only way a human being can figure out their purpose is by doing trauma regression and releasing that which is blocking their perspective or their ability to discern what is their life, what is their purpose. Because everybody has a purpose. So the separatist idea that we have of individuals creates such a dichotomy that we live amongst each other, but we just tolerate each other. It's a tolerance. There's no real relationship with each other. And the new age that we're in right now, that has changed immensely, but it's not enough. I'm not saying a person should leech on another person or a person should be dependent or let other people be dependent on them as they just sit around and do nothing. That's not what I'm saying. But the separatist idea that we have of living has created such problems for people. I mean, you see somebody homeless in the street, and you have the ability to help that individual or that person. And you just walk by them. I saw a person laid out in the middle of the street almost. I picked him up. Nobody else would. They just walked by him. He was laying in the corner almost like, you know, just there. Everybody's so afraid of catching a disease or smelling or, you know, it just takes 1 second to share yourself, do good deeds for other human beings. But we've been conditioned to not do that, to live in our own bubble, which doesn't exist. This is one of the diseases of humanity as we interact with each other. And then there's an excuse that's created. I have this trauma, I've had all this, and that might be true. And your trauma might not let you do those things because you've been socially conditioned traumatically to not experience yourself with other people. That when somebody actually does do it on a wide mass level, that person is glorified. Because this person went outside of the realms of your conformity or the realms of your conditions. So this person is looked up to. I'm not saying that that's bad or good, but that's just the way that the human mind works. It's how it's conditioned. And it's very simple to help somebody. It's not a hard task. You see somebody in need, you assist. Should there be a discerning factor? Depending. Depends. Do you know how to discern, or do you judge? Is it a mental judgment? Is it an emotion? Or do you have the psychic awareness and ability to discern, or the mental capacity to discern and make right? I don't want to say judgment. I want to say discernment. Can you tell what is going on with this individual? And does it even matter? These are the questions. So, you know, we say these sayings, you know, there's a time and place for everything. That's true, but not everything is like that. And just because you went through a struggle doesn't mean another person's karma is like that. Here's the secret of life, one of them. Just because you went through something doesn't necessarily mean that another person has to go through the same struggle to achieve what you might have achieved through their struggle. You have to have the capacity to understand if this person is even in that karma, if that's even in their field. How does one gain the awareness to do that? It takes practice. That's what Tantra is. The word Tantra means technique. So, our relationship with humanity is tantric. Every relationship is a tantric. What is your technique in meshing with other people? What is your technique in involving yourself with other people? What is it keeps you separate from the people? Why do you still believe in race? Why do you still believe in religion and cultures if it separates you from another human being? If whatever religion you follow, I don't care what it is, you could worship plants. If it separates you from other human beings, it's not serving you, and it's not the language of God. Any religious book that separates itself from humanity is written by man, or rewritten by man. That's not what the human experience is about. The religious book tells you, look, this is what you're believing in, but always serve your brother and your sister from any religion, culture, creed, species. Give reverence to life. Speak words of peace. Unless something has to be said where the individual has to look at themselves. But can you say without a projection? And do you know what's the difference between a projection and a sort of language or command? It's different. Esoteric assertive command is different from projection. Because a projection is your trauma being thrown at this person. And that person may not necessarily feel what you're feeling. But you think they do because that's your trauma. So they reflect your trauma back to them. But it's really about you. But when you have asserted esoteric or, you know, grounded, unattached, assertive responses, they're grounded. They have, you're taken out of the equation. Now when you speak, it's different. It's a higher caliber. And from that caliber, you can be neutral. Neutrality in speech is the spoken word of God through your larynx. Emotional, projective, hidden agendas is from your mind. And anything that comes from the mind, one of my old teachers, he always said, anything that comes from the mind is destructive. Anything that comes from your consciousness is creative. Mind is a tool. It's like a computer. Your consciousness is not a tool. You can't treat it like a tool. Consciousness is life running through you, giving itself to other people, to God, the Creator, the universe, the tree, whatever you see it as. It doesn't matter what you call it. When you get caught up in semantics, you're a slave. When you come from the understanding where you stand under, right? You become humble and you share yourself with other human beings with no agendas that fuel it. Then you become a tool for the creation of God, for the creation of the universe, for the creation and the state of love. The state of love takes you out of the equation and you become a tool, a service. The emotion of love is about you, selfish. What can I give this person to give back to me? What can this person give to me if I do something? It's like a business, you know? Most of our relationships are like that, you know? You give me this, I give you that. I'm not getting anything out of this relationship. What do you bring to the table? You know, it's always one-sided, or it has to flow two ways. When love is present, it wants nothing. It just gives. And even the giving is irrelevant, because then even that becomes a concept. And then you become self-serving and giving all the time. It's just a presence. Love is a presence. You don't even have to give. You don't got to do anything. It's not about business, you know? You shouldn't have somebody leeching on you all the time either. So one thing I said in my other podcast was, do you serve others or do you serve yourself? That is a big statement. It's a rhetorical question. If you serve people, and the only reason you serve people is to feel good about yourself, you're playing Russian roulette with an Uzi, and you're giving that gun to yourself and the other person. Because it's about you and your gratification. And everything, it's very simple. Somebody cooks with love, you feel it, you don't have a stomach ache, it feels amazing. Somebody cooks with frustration, you eat it, it don't matter if the food is organic, it doesn't matter if the most purest food is from the ground, you're gonna get a stomach ache, you're not gonna like the food, you're gonna get dizzy, you're gonna feel the stomach sensation, something's gonna go off and be thrown off. Because the energy that the food was given in was skewed. Unloving. So it's the same thing with your service. When you serve people, if you serve with that energy of your self-gratification, or I'm doing this for my own, gratification, you might as well not do it. You might as well just keep, you know, working on yourself if you are doing that. Hopefully everybody is in this age. So it's very important. Because it's not what you do, it's how you do it. So that's the second part. You know, we serve each other. We get to the point where we share ourselves with each other, and the individuality gets thrown out the window. You know. And then the next one is, how do you do it? Do you do it for yourself? Do you do it to gain points? Do you put it on, you know, Instagram so people can be like, wow, get more likes? You know, even if you do that, if you don't do it for likes and you do it for, you know, from the truth, do you assess that before you do that? Is that your true purpose? Right? Or do you do it to gain more likes? It's like a tax return. do you do it for like a tax return? You know, a lot of people give to charities, but the tax return, you know, is a factor. It's the reason why they do it. Well, they could look good. So the tax return, yeah, sure, it might be there, right? But is your initial intent to actually serve the humanity, or is it the tax return and the way that you look? It's about being authentic. Every service that you do has to be authentic and in the state of love. The emotional love stuff, you know, it doesn't really work out that well. It's a projection. It's really always about you. So remember that. Share yourself authentically. Give when you feel the state to give it. And when you give, it's not about you. Every human being has to do this assessment before they make an action. Have a good day.